Blog Talk Radio.
If God has been better than good to you, I need you to just open up your mouth wherever you are and just start blessing him, start giving him glory, because he's a good God.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise is continually in my mind. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
You were created for this moment. I need you to sound off with it if God has been good to you. Let's go right here, everybody. Say,
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise continually. No matter what I feel,
as long as I'm breathing,
as long as I'm breathing,
and oh yes, I'm breathing. If you got breath in your body, tell them again.
As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing.
That's what we're creating for. Tell them,
oh, my new kind of Lord is me. Let's exalt, yeah.
Thank you.
to me. And you have to speak for yourself. But I want the world to know he's been better than good to me. When I think about how he brought me and where he brought me from and where I could have been and I should have been gone on and God reached down there and got me and brought me and placed my feet on a solid rock. He's been better than good. When nobody else didn't want to be bothered with me, he grabbed me and said, I love you. I love you right where you're at. I love you too much to let you stay there. Hallelujah. God is good like that, brothers and sisters. He loved me too much to let me stay where I was at. He loved me too much to let me stay in the same condition. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B's Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I thank God for this glorious day. I thank God for you listeners. We're going to get right into the Word of God after Pastor Bill do us a prayer. And make sure you announce the about our second place where we'll call in to do the Word at Noon. Pastor Bill.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks for another day, Father God. We just thanking you for all your many blessings. We thanking you for healing. We thanking you for deliverance. We thanking you for understanding. We thanking you, Father God, for just your mighty word, Father God, that you have given unto us, Lord. And we're praying, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will guide us and that we will be listeners and obedient to the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless this broadcast, bless the listeners and those who participate, bless our pastor, Father God. We plead in the blood of Jesus on each and every one. We're praying for those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And Father God, we're praying for the bereaved family and those who are going through. We know your word teaches us and tells us that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. But Lord, we're just praying for all those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that have called in, those who are listening by internet, Father God. We just pray that you just bless each and every one, that we'll continue to walk this walk according to the will of God. Bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. And we just give you praise for your word, that we can come together and learn and be able to share the word with others. So we give you thanks. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God. And then our number praise the Lord. And then our number, there we call it our Plan B number for the Word at Noon. It is 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. Then the access code is 680-1309. That is 680-1309. And if time permits, we'll also announce it toward the end. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're going to pick up where we left off at yesterday. Pastor already got us started on the foundational scripture, but we're going to go back over it. That's 1 Corinthians 14, and we're going to go from yesterday we did verses 2 and through 5. So let's go back there. And as y'all find 1 Corinthians 14, 2 through 5, I want to remind everyone that we're talking about the importance of understanding tongues in the church. Understanding tongues in the church. So understanding a language, tongues is a language. I got to keep driving that. So you'll stop thinking tongues is something other than a language. When you think tongues as a language, put that in your head so that you don't get discombobulated or you don't get confused or you don't get bamboozled. Because, see, the spirits out here want you to get confused. We're talking about tongues. Now, when you talk about tongues, you want to identify tongues with a language, because that's what it is. Just like when you think about church. When you think about church, I know the people here, when you think about church, you don't think about no building. I pray to God, if you've been listening at all, when you say church, you know they're talking about some people. They're not talking about a building. They're not talking about organization. They're talking about people. And it's the same thing with tongues. When you hear tongues, immediately put your attention on language. And then there's two kinds. There's the spoken and the unspoken. When you are speaking in an unknown language, because there's an unknown language, you're speaking directly to God. So don't forget that. There's only two reasons that you want to speak or pray in tongues. One, to edify yourself, and the other, to edify the church. And so we've been talking about why Paul chose this. So in 14, it's real interesting how this happened. But we'll go ahead on and read. Well, you know what? We'll read 14 and 2 through. Well, let's read 1 through 5. 1 through 5. I see it too. But let's read 1 through 5.
Okay. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners. It's a pleasure to be back. In 1 Corinthians 14, it reads as follows in the King James. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, that no man understand him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhaustion and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesieth edify the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Go after a life of love as if your life depended on it, because it does. Give yourselves to the gift God provides. I'm sorry. Give yourself to the gift God gives you. Most of all, try to proclaim the truth. If you praise Him in any private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacy just between you and Him. But when you proclaim His truth in everyday speech, you're letting others in on the truth so that they can grow and be strong and experience His presence with you. The one who prays using a private prayer language certainly gets a lot out of it, but proclaiming God's truth to the church in its common language brings the whole church into growth and strength. I want all of you to develop intimacy with God in prayer, but please don't stop with that. Go on and proclaim His clear truth to others. It's more important that everyone have access to the knowledge and love of God in language everyone understands than that you go off and cultivate. God's presence is a mysterious prayer language. Unless, of course, there is someone who can interpret what you are saying for the benefit of all. Amen.
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 The gift of speaking in a tongue was a concern of the Corinthian church because the use of the gift had caused disorder in worship service and in speaking. Speaking in tongues is a gift that the Corinthian church had gotten a hold to and wanted to use it, but it caused a problem in the church. Just let me put it that way. Okay, so the gift of the Holy Spirit, but the Corinthian believers were using it as a sign of spiritual superiority, see, rather than as a means to spiritually unite the spiritual gifts together or the body of Christ. That's what they did. So here in the 14th chapter, Paul points out a lot of things. But before we get there, or before we go there, let's see how we got there, okay? And that's important because over in 1 Corinthians 12, and man, I just love the way the Lord showed me this. In 1 Corinthians 12, read the first two verses or the first three verses. Because you remember in 14 now, he's talking about speaking in ways that can be understood or follow after charity. He began to say about love. Well, wait a minute. How are we talking about speaking in an unknown tongue and we're talking about love? How did you get there? So you have to go back to 1 Corinthians 12 to see this. So in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 3, we're gonna take a look at that for a moment.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, spiritual gifts is the topic. What I want to talk about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from one phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did it. Different in this life. I'm sorry, it's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. For instance, by using your head, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, "Jesus be damned," nor would anyone be inclined to say, "Jesus is Master," without the insight of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm.
Amen. See, so Amen. They had wrote Paul concerning spiritual gifts. So in a way, when you think about the Corinth church, I'm not going to do it today because it would take me the whole week to explain everything was going on in the Corinth church. But what Paul was doing was answering a lot of these questions that they had about the church. Everything from sex to marriage to every question that they had given Paul about, even about worship. So he's answering them. He's answering their question. So he said, now, in other words, concerning those spiritual gifts, brethren, know what y'all asked me about? Don't be ignorant to this. You forgot who you were before? You remember how you were before? He said, so don't get stupid on me here. So he began to explain to them about how important the knowledge were to of the Holy Ghost and have good understanding about spiritual things. Now, and he goes on to even make it real deep by saying, nobody would accuse Jesus or say something bad about Jesus or the Holy Ghost. He wouldn't do that. He said, if you would say Jesus or something, he said, you know, the Holy Ghost had to help you to do that. Now, so he was just trying to clear up a lot of stuff to cause the people to be intelligent in their remarks and what they were concerned. So the concern was about spiritual gifts. Just let me say that so I can move on. The concern was about spiritual gifts. So that's what he answered. But the strangest thing happened, and I told you all yesterday, and I'm going to tell you it again today. Yeah, they put the chapters and number there, but forget that for a moment and see how this letter being read or how he wrote it. Because all of a sudden in the 13th chapter, boom, he started talking about love. But wait a minute, I thought we was talking about tongues. I thought we was talking about spiritual gifts. But he had to put a pen in it and explain to them how important it was, the gift, and what gift they should be trying to cover. In other words, which one they should care more about. So he goes on to tell them, though that, you know, he speaks with a lot of tongues of men and of angels. You know, that's powerful right there. When you tell people, hey, man, I can speak with tongues of angels. I can speak with many, many languages. That's what he's trying to tell the people. So he said, he said, but if I don't have love, I become like sounding brass or tingling cymbals. So he began to explain them how important the gift of prophesizing was, or prophecy was. And even though you have all these other gifts, because there's a gift of understanding too, people. I don't know if y'all understand that or not, but there's a gift of understanding, because everybody don't understand Scripture. Everybody don't understand the way God is giving revelation knowledge. Everybody don't understand that. But Paul declared and decreed that I understand the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mystery, and I understand all knowledge. And though I have all faith, he said, man, I can remove mountains. But he said, if I don't have love, I don't have anything. So he had to pause to teach them how important love was. And boom, that's when he hit to the 14th chapter. Now, He said, follow after love. See, that's what he's trying to tell the people, to follow after love. And then he gets back on tongues again by saying, but rather that ye prophesy or preach or declare the word of God, that's what he wants you to do. He says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, and he gives a reason why. When you're speaking in an unknown tongue, he said, you're speaking not unto man. You ain't doing nothing for man. He said, but you're doing it, you're speaking unto God. For no man understand him. So how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now understand this, brothers and sisters. What point is it for me to teach you all in tongue in a different language and you don't get no understanding? It's about like it's wartime. And you don't understand the difference between the sound of war or the sound of peace when they blow the trumpet. You should know that there's a sound of peace out there. You ought to understand the signal. So this is what Paul's trying to convey to the people, and how important it is, the gift of speaking in another language. Was a great concern for the Corinthian church because they was using a gift to cause disorder, like a lot of people do today, brothers and sisters. And I just want to be clear with it all. Paul makes these several points about speaking in tongues or in an what he says tongues with the S, meaning many. So he says, it is a spiritual gift. Now, it's from God, and it belongs to God. I better say that again.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual gift. It's from God, belongs to God, and it's for the church, for the people, for the body of Christ. It ain't yours.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, you may have your own tongues or your own virgin, and that's on you. And like he said, when you're speaking in an unknown tongue or unknown language, you're speaking to God. So it is described as a gift, even though it isn't a requirement of faith. See, it doesn't require faith. It doesn't require, for instance, over in, where is that? 1 Corinthians 12, and we'll read that. 1 Corinthians 12, I want to say 30. But let's go 1 Corinthians 12 and 28 through 31. 1 Corinthians 12. That's what my note's showing.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 12 and 28 reads as follows in the King James. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after the miracles, then gifts of healing, helps governments, diversities of tongues. Amen.
Now to the 31st verse.
Thank you, Pastor. Continuing at 29. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet shew I unto you a more excellent way. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, God has formed in his church, which is his body, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. But it's obvious by now, isn't it, that Christ's church is a complete body and not a gigantic, undimensional part. It's not all apostles, not all prophets, not all miracle workers, not all healers, not all prayer in tongues, not all interpreter of tongues. And yet, some of you keep competing for so-called important parts. But now I want to lay out a far better way for you. Amen.
And we'll pick that up right there tomorrow.